This is Chris Gardner, KCOH 1430 AM Sports Wrap in Houston, Texas, and the Houston Round Ball Review, speaking with Oklahoma Sooners head coach Sherry Cole. Well, let's do our recap. We had two games last week, starting first road win at Ames, Iowa against Iowa State. Talk about that one.
Well, Iowa State's playing very, very well, as is evidenced by their second Big 12 game where they went into Colorado and won in double overtime on Colorado's home floor. They've got a lot of shooters. They had a freshman who came in and really went to work on us. They're hard to guard, particularly when we've got our four-man Ashley out trying to get the shooters through screens. I thought we did a good job defensively on them. They're junk defense. They're leaving a couple of guys unguarded. Messed with us a little bit. It messed with our rhythm, our spacing, our timing. First half, neither team shot the ball well. Weren't very many points scored. Second half was a different story for both of us. With about, 6-7 minutes to go, we had a 10-point lead, felt like we had it in control, and then turned it over on five consecutive possessions. Just unforced errors. Not really sure where that came from except youth inexperience. And Iowa State capitalized on those, made it a game down the stretch, but we made our free throws. Made the defensive stops we had to make, controlled the boards, and slipped out of Ames with the win, and that's not a thing a lot of people will do.
Now, what was going through your mind doing that straight turnover stretch?
Well, I just thought we're gonna learn from this. Either we're going to be able to survive it, or we're going to figure out that we can't ever do this again. And it was one of those things with the young team. I wanted to leave them out there and make them figure it out. We had Courtney on the bench in foul trouble, and Danielle was running the show, but she wasn't the only one that threw it away. She threw one out of bounds. Jenna threw one out of bounds. Naisha threw one out of bounds. We just completely lost our aggressiveness. We lost our focus, and that's learning how to manage and play with the lead. And, we'll be better as a result of that. We didn't manage it well, and we had a chance to come back and talk through it at practice and walk through some things and put ourselves in that situation and do it differently.
Okay, now talk about Saturday in the Bedlam Series matchup against Oklahoma State. You guys came out on the short end of that one, 82-63. So give me your take on that overall, and then I want to ask you about Miss Riley for Oklahoma State.
Well, we'd won 17 in a row, so you knew at some point it's coming. It builds and builds and builds, and they had a tremendous crowd, and their team was focused, and they were at home. It was their first home Big 12 game. And we were coming off the survival win at Iowa State, and it was one of those things where you felt everything lining up where it could be a problem. I thought how we would start the game would go a long way toward how things were going to actually work out. And we didn't start well. We turned it over on two of our first three possessions. We were very antsy with the basketball, not attacking, not aggressive. On their first play, Andrea Riley hit a 25-foot three with a hand in her face. So the difference in how the two teams started was tremendous. All that being said, with 33 seconds left to go in the first half, we're down 9 with a chance to cut it to 6 as poorly as we played the entire first half. And we don't manage the last 30 seconds, very well. And so you go in the locker room and we're down 13. And it was important for us at halftime to establish a sense of defensive toughness. And we talked about defending and that the second half would be about defending. Don't worry about the offense. We're going to make some shots. We're going to have to hit some jumpers, but we're going to do that. What we have to do in the second half is defend. And we came out in the first defense possession. Second half, Danielle got her fourth foul, which gave us our best chance to defend Andrea Riley, was having Danielle on the floor. So we pulled her out, and Jenna had to guard her, and Riley just jumped up and shot over. And then Jenna got her fourth foul, and so Rose Hammond had to guard her. And we just we ran out of options in terms of defending them. So I think what it boils down to, she had an unbelievable game, Chris. Now, don't get me wrong. She had an unbelievable game, and I'm not sure, had Danielle not been in foul trouble, that even she could have slowed her much. She was feeling it. She was in the zone, all those things, whatever it is you want to say about the night when it's all going right. She played 40 minutes with zero turnovers and something like went to the free throw line 21 times and was, I think she missed three shots the second half. I want to say 17 of 20, 21, something like that. Just crazy numbers, crazy numbers. And yet our help defense was not good. Our urgency defensively was never there, not on one possession throughout the entire night. So that's disappointing. That's disappointing. But give Oklahoma State credit. They played very well, and they would have beaten a whole lot of teams on Saturday night, not just in an Oklahoma team who was lacking in defensive urgency.
Now, what did you say to your team after that game?
Oh, I don't think anything I say could have had any greater effect than what just happened to them or what they had to witness. You know, they didn't, no players shook hands after the game. Their players were enthralled in a mob on the middle of the floor. Everybody rushed the floor. It was crazy. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. So watching that was enough. They didn't need me to say much.
And where would you, I guess, where does Andrew's performance rank in games you've seen?
It's about as good as any I've ever been on the floor with. Been on the floor against some really good team performances and some individual ones that pop out in my head. Sophia Young at Baylor, Sheila Lambert at Baylor. Even before that, I'm going to forget her name, Anna. Played at Nebraska. I can't think of her last name. Early years. But I don't think I've ever seen one as dominant and as difficult to get a handle on as what Andrea Riley did Saturday night.
Now, how quickly have you forgotten about that game, you and the coaching staff?
Oh, we haven't forgotten about it. I don't think we will.
Okay, well, how are you going to talk about tomorrow, your first Big 12 home game? It's against a very good solid Nebraska team, so we'll discuss that matchup.
Nebraska's real good. I've said all along I thought they were the team to beat in the North, as solid as Iowa State is. Nebraska has all the pieces. They have speed and athleticism on the perimeter. They can shoot it. They have good, strong posts who can also pop out and shoot it. They play very well together, and they defend with a tenacity that reflects they love guarding people. You know, and sometimes that's the greatest difference in defense. You can be in the right place, and you can do the so-called right things, but unless you really are passionate about defending, unless you throw your heart and soul into it and love the pride that comes from stopping people, your level of effectiveness will always have a bit of a ceiling on it. And when I watch Nebraska play, they look like they love to guard. They look like they enjoy that, and it makes them go. And I have a lot of respect for how hard they play. Connie does a great job with them, and I think they're playing together right now and probably playing as well as anybody in the league.
And what in your mind will be some keys for OU to win tomorrow?
Well, the continued key of sureness, valuing the basketball, not giving them extra possessions, but defensive pride. I think if you look up at halftime and they have 25 points or less, that probably speaks well for us. That means we're taking the right thing seriously. If we go in the locker room at halftime and we've given up 35, it's probably not a good sign. We have got to get ourselves back on track by how we guard people and stop being so affected by whether or not our ball goes in the basket.
And shift gears just slightly, have you, or do you have in your mind, how many teams from the Big 12 deserve a berth in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I don't think we'll know yet, but at this juncture, I would say six or seven for sure.
Six or seven, and I know one person has said as many as nine out of the 12.
That's surprising. They'll do that. That may be deserving, that may be the case. But I don't think you'll ever see an NCAA selection committee go nine deep.
Okay, Coach, as I know, you know, there's another game after tomorrow, but we won't discuss that because I know you're focused on Nebraska.
That's right. I got my hands full with Nebraska.
So I wish you luck tomorrow, and I look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.